This is a later attempt to record the last part of the presentation, which was not recorded on the machine. So we were looking at the statement in the Quran, God sent his messenger with guidance and religion of truth to make it prevail over all religions. Now the Muslims honour Jesus as a prophet, chosen by God to follow Moses and to prepare for Muhammad. However, the Quran judged Christians to be disbelievers, kafirun, because they failed to recognize Muhammad as the seal of the prophets. The Quran's teaching on Jesus' death contradicts the New Testament. I'll read from Surah number 4. The Jews say, "We slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of God," though they did not slay him, nor did they crucify him, but it appeared so unto them. But God raised him up unto himself. That is, that Jesus was not truly crucified is a strange idea that contradicts the gospel record. Now, it derives from Docetist sources. And this isn't the only statement in the Quran that is based on legends found in apocryphal gospels. The legend, for example, of Jesus making birds from clay is found in the Quran. It's also found in the apocryphal infancy gospel of Thomas. So it's likely, perhaps inevitable, that in Arabia at the time of Muhammad, there were these strange, not part of the Christian New Testament, of course, but strange writings about Jesus' infancy, about what happened after he rose from the dead, fascinating ideas that people explored because they were interested. Christianity came and kind of influenced their already made-up view of the world. They didn't convert to it. To Christianity. They rather used it and enjoyed it and explored it in their own way that's not part of the Christian heritage. The Quran misunderstands the Christian idea of the triune God, and we're going to look at this more closely in the next presentation. The Quran thinks that Christians teach there are three gods: God, Mary, and Jesus. For example, in Surah 5, we read, "When God said, O Jesus, son of Mary, didst thou say unto mankind, take me and my mother as gods, apart from God?" Now, it's one thing to find reasons why Muhammad misunderstood Christian teaching, but it's another to accept the statements of the Quran to be direct revelations from God. Again and again, the Quran speaks against Christians calling Jesus the Son of God. And we have to ask the question, perhaps Muhammad's misunderstanding of Christian belief in regard to Jesus was partly due to lack of clarity in Christian teaching. Once again, a problem arises if people attribute the misunderstanding to God by accepting the words of the Quran not as Muhammad's response to his experience, but as the very words of God. In other words, they must see that God revealed certain things in the New Testament, but then contradicts them, explores them, finalizes them in the revelation to Muhammad. A final point to touch on. Islam is a religion of the book. Christianity is not. It's a religion of a person, Jesus. We believe that Jesus is the perfect human expression of God's word, God's self-revelation. Jesus' words and actions recorded in the Gospels take us into the heart of Jesus, into his prayer communion with God. Jesus' words and his deeds are a precious gift, for they give expression to his person and to his intimate communion with God, the God whom he addressed as Abba, Father. Jesus encouraged his disciples to address God in the same intimate way. When you pray, say, Father. Jesus experienced himself as God's Son. Jesus felt that God knew him and that he knew God in an especially intimate way. This intimacy bore fruit in an extraordinary capacity to love. And it was Jesus' love that gave authority to his teaching and gave healing power to his ministry. The whole of the New Testament, Paul's letters, point to Jesus. He's the revelation. Paul's letters are Paul's response to that. Same with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, etc. They're responding to the experience of Jesus and what he reveals about God. As I said, Jesus wanted to share the intimacy he had with the Father, the love he had for God. He wanted to share it with everybody. In John's Gospel, we hear Jesus say, "The Father and I are one." He wanted his disciples to experience this communion. May they be one, Father, as we are one. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I'm in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent them. It is Jesus himself who is the revelation of God for Christians. His words and the words of his disciples point to him, but they cannot contain him. So may I go back to that beautiful story of Abram, Hagar, Ishmael, Isaac, Sarah, in the Book of Genesis. Ishmael is loved by God. So is his mother, Hagar. Isaac is loved by God. And every beloved disciple come to the New Testament is loved by God. You and I, loved by God. So let me conclude this presentation with some music. Always loving God.